Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, California, the Mutual Broadcasting System cordially invites you to 30 minutes of fun. How? Just meet me at party! Yes, come on along, everybody. Come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Jane Morgan, Wally Mayer, Hans Conried, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, yours truly, Bob Anderson, and our genial host, the star of our show, Parker Sarkis!
What do you know? Here it is, the 4th of July, and a little while Christmas will be here. And look how hot it is today. You know something? I never remember a Christmas when it was so hot. Ah, this restaurant business should be a hard business. You got what to keep up on Sundays, holidays. Never get a day off. Well, I know what I'm going to do. Being what this should be a holiday today, I'm just going to keep up on a half a day. I'll close up 8 o'clock tonight. Oh, here comes Betty Rhodes. Hello, Betty.
Hello, Parky.
Hi.
Hi.
You know something, Betty? I was just thinking, I'm sorry what we opened up today. I mean, today is be a holiday and it will hardly pay us because nobody will be in here today, you know. It'll be such a beautiful day, everybody will go down to the beach.
Oh, well, you can't blame them, Parky. It's a lot of fun going to the beach.
It sure does be a lot of fun. Betty, on November 1, 4th of July, I went to the beach all night. We had so much fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the beach was only 3 miles from my house. We got in the car 8 o'clock in the morning and promptly 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we were at the beach. But it was worth it. It sure was, yeah. As soon as I got there, I got into my bathing suit, I stretched out into that sand, and I let that sun be done on me.
You must have gotten a wonderful sunburn, Parky.
Sunburn, Betty? I got so red I was investigated by 3 congressional committees.
Oh, Parky, not to change the subject, but did you ring up the nickel the man left on the counter a few minutes ago for his coffee?
A nickel?
Uh-huh.
No, Betty, I didn't see no nickel on the counter.
Well, now that's funny.
Huh?
Somebody must have taken it.
You mean somebody stole the nickel? Well, of all the cheap things I never heard of. You know, a thing like that, Betty, is makes me for to lose my temperature. Can you manage that for anybody for to be so low, so cheap, so small, for to steal a nickel? Why, if I could only get my hands...
Hey, take it easy, Parky. Don't work yourself up into a lather. After all, it's only a nickel.
I know, Betty. It don't be the principle of the thing. It's the 5 cents.
Oh, you better take that gentleman's order over there, Parky.
Yeah. Hello, dirty crook.
Who's a dirty crook?
Oh, no. Excuse me. I didn't mean you. I was thinking of another dirty crook. Don't mind me, please. Something is just happening here that upset me so much. You have no idea.
Oh? Yeah. What was it?
Oh, somebody just stole some money from me. That's...
Oh, gee, that's too bad. Was it a lot of money?
Well...
Who do you think stole it?
I don't know who it was, but I sure would like for to find out. I don't know why people has got for to steal things anyway. Look at me. I'm 42 years old. Never stole a single thing in my whole life.
You never stole anything?
Well, no, I'll take that back. Well, once I did steal something.
Oh, sure. I guess everybody stole something sometime in his life.
Yeah. This was been 27 years ago when I first arrived in this country, you know. I was in New York City, and I went into the washroom in the Grand Central Station. They had a box of paper towels, and then there was a sign on that box, take one. I took two. And you know something? Ever since that time, my unconscious has been bothering me. You wouldn't believe that.
Yeah, I can't understand people stealing either. Mm. You know, I come from a small town, and my family never had no money.
Yeah.
We was as poor as church mice. And there were many times we didn't have enough to eat. Mm. But none of us never stole anything. Mm. And you know something, mister?
What?
Just the same, we were very happy.
I bet you was, yes. And I just happened for to know a man in this town who'd be very, very rich. But he made all his money by lying and cheating and stealing. Oh, my. Now he's got 3 automobiles and diamonds and boats and a big, beautiful home. And you know something?
What?
He's happy, too.
Well, hey, listen.
Yeah?
Did you report to the police about them stealing the money from you?
Ah, no, I don't think I'm going to report that to the police.
Well, how much did the crooks get away with?
Ah, forget it. It was only a nickel.
Oh, gee, that's wonderful of you, saying it was only a nickel.
Huh?
Mister, I admire you. I mean, you must be a big man to be able to brush off your loss like that. Hey, you think maybe it was an inside job?
An inside job?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Who would steal money in here? Betty Rhodes is too honest. My cook is too stupid. My waitress is too lazy and my dishwasher is too rich. That just leaves me, you see. I wouldn't steal the money. I can tell you where I was every minute today. I got a perfect alibi. But wait a minute. What am I explaining for? It was my money.
Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders saluting Uncle Sam on his birthday. We'll be back with Parkey in just a minute. The American people are being asked by their government to share their relative abundance of food with less fortunate peoples abroad. 20 million Freedom Gardens is the goal set for 1948. During the war years, your Victory Gardens supplemented our national food supplies to the extent of millions of tons. And although you home gardeners do not grow wheat, rice, or other cereals, you can produce foods which will take the pressure off items needed for export and make them more readily available. The 1948 Freedom Garden Program has four main objectives, which are 1, to increase the national food supply, taking pressure off food needed for export; 2, to raise our nutritional standards by providing more fresh and preserved foods for daily consumption; 3, promote family health and recreation through gardening; and 4, to help reduce the cost of living. It is suggested that comparatively easy foods to grow are such vegetables as peas, beans, broccoli, carrots, lettuce, and corn, as well as many leafy vegetables. This Freedom Garden program merits our greatest support. So won't you plant a Freedom Garden now?
You know, Betty, I looked all over every place for that nickel and I still couldn't find it. I thought that maybe it's rolled down on the floor, and I've been down on my hands and knees. I even ripped up half the linoleum, you know.
Why, Parkey, I'm surprised that you're creeping all over the floor looking for a measly 5 cents.
Look, Betty, if anybody could stoop so low as to steal a nickel, I could stoop just as low to look for it.
Oh, Parkey, look who's standing outside. Isn't that your little lady friend from the sewing circle?
Oh, yes, Betty. Don't she be a nice little lady?
Uh-huh. She's a little peculiar, isn't she, Parkey?
Peculiar? Yes, yes. I understand she went to a mind reader last week and they only charged her half price. Quiet, here she comes. Come right in, lady. Glad for to see you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
I was just way over on the other side of town. I thought as long as I was in the neighborhood, I'd drop in and wish you a happy 4th of July.
Yes, well, thank you. A happy 4th of July to you, too.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, I want to warn you. Mm. While I was just standing outside, I saw a lot of boys in your back alley. And you better run out there because they were just getting ready to shoot off a lot of firecrackers.
Oh, my, they was?
Yes. They were down on their knees, and I heard one of them say, "I'll shoot 5," and the other said, "I'll shoot 10.
I better run out there and break him up, yeah.
Oh, no, you won't have to.
No.
I broke them all already.
Yes?
I shot 20 and threw a natural. Isn't that nice?
Yes, that's nice, yes. Say what, you threw a natural?
Yes, and there was really nothing to it. You see, seeing that today's the 4th of July,
yes,
I had my firecracker dice with me.
You had your firecracker dice with you? What is firecracker dice?
They're loaded.
I see. So, you know, I'm surprised why a sweet little lady like you should go in a back alley and shoot dice with a lot of boys.
Oh, I just do that to teach them a lesson.
How you mean teach them a lesson?
Well, I think it's a shame that their mother should give those boys 50 cents. and then have them go into a back alley and shoot dice.
Yes, you're right. I think what it does be a shame.
Yes.
Yes.
The least they could do is give the boys $2 and let them go to the races.
You're right, lady. People should bring up their children right and teach them not to gamble and not for to steal, you know. Just like what has happened to me in here today. Customer has left some money in the counter. Somebody stole it before you could say Edward G. Robinson.
Oh, isn't it terrible what's going on nowadays? I was just reading in the newspapers that some outlaws held up a Wells Fargo stagecoach and stole a bag with $1,200 worth of gold dust in it.
You just read that in the newspaper?
Yes.
My lady, that has happened over 100 years ago.
Oh, I know it, but you see, I'm so far behind in my reading. You should see the stack of newspapers I have piled up next to my bed. I know I'll just never get caught up.
Well, lady, you're in for a big thrill. I mean, wait until you come up to the story about Admiral Dewey.
Who?
Dewey, the man who won that big battle at Manila.
He didn't do bad at Philadelphia either.
Yeah. Yes, good day, yes. Could you manage holding up a Wells Fargo stagecoach and stealing $1,200 worth of gold dust? Well, at least they stole $1,200. That's not so cheap as stealing a nickel.
Parker, are you Mr. Parker Carcass?
Yes, I am.
Oh, well, my name is Johnson. I'm with the Post. I'm a reporter.
Oh, go on. You don't be no reporter. Look at you. You ain't got a hat on the back of your head and you're not drunk. Yeah.
I guess you've been seeing too many movies.
Yes. Say,
somebody called up the city desk and gave us a tip on your robbery, and I'd like to get that story.
My robbery? Yeah.
The fellow said they broke in here this morning and stole thousands of dollars.
Thousands of dollars off, for heaven's sake. Somebody stole a nickel. A man came in here, he had a cup of coffee, put the 5 cents in the counter, and he disappeared. That's all what happened. That doesn't make very much of a story, but they print in the papers, does it?
Oh, don't you worry about that. We'll make a good story out of it.
Huh?
We'll color it up a little. We'll exaggerate. We can take that license.
You need that license to exaggerate?
No. You see, we got to make the story sound like a real big robbery.
Yes.
Now, my paper is determined to smash this crime wave that's been going on.
Crime wave? Look, somebody stole 5 cents. That don't be no wave. That don't even be a ripple.
Let me get this yarn straight.
Yes.
As I understand it, you went to the bank this morning and you withdrew your life savings, $8,000. Is that right?
Wait a minute. How could I go to the bank this morning? This is a holiday and it's Sunday and the banks are closed.
Good. Yes. That makes it even a better story. You broke into the bank.
Who broke into the bank? Look, don't get me mixed up in this crime wave, you know.
Now, I told you we were just trying to get some color into the story. We're only exaggerating.
Yeah, but you'll exaggerate me right into the clink. Look, forget about me breaking into any banks. Let's make it yesterday when the banks was been open.
All right, okay. Yesterday you went to the bank and you withdrew $16,000.
Boy, what an interest rate that bank has got. I doubled my money in 2 minutes.
Now, you hired a big armored truck that brought the money back to one of your restaurants.
One of my restaurants?
Yeah. You own a whole chain of them.
I do?
Yeah, you're a millionaire restaurant owner. Now, let me see. How many restaurants do you own now? Is it 84 or 85?
96.
Now, you're a very eccentric fellow, you see?
I am?
Yeah. You like to give big parties to all the famous Hollywood actresses.
Why do you know?
And whenever you throw a big party, you give every one of these Hollywood actresses a great big diamond bracelet.
Who gives Hollywood actresses a diamond bracelet?
Now, look, Mr. Parking Carcass, I'm just trying to make this thing colorful.
I know.
Now, I figured for the sake of the story that a diamond bracelet would be a good thing to pass out.
Look, if I ever gave anybody a diamond bracelet, I would pass out. Forget about the diamonds.
Okay. All right, let's get back to the robbery.
Yes.
Now, the three gorillas came in, they held you up.
Wait a minute. What is that, gorillas? What is that?
Well, there had to be three gorillas. One to tie you up, the other blew open the safe, and the third one stayed outside to watch.
He did, huh?
Uh-huh, sure. Now, can you describe the getaway car?
The getaway car?
Yeah.
Yes, it was a 1951 model.
1951?
Yeah.
They haven't made those cars yet.
I know it. I got it on a used car lot.
Oh, Now, look, you're just treating this story like it was a big joke, ain't you?
Sure, it'd be a big joke. What are you trying for? To make a fool out of me, 85 restaurants, $16,000 diamond bracelets, three gorillas?
Well, all I'm trying to do is get all the details about the robbery.
Yeah, some robbery. Told you somebody stole 5 cents.
Yeah, but I told you we got to exaggerate. We got to make it colorful. Mm. You got to make your whole life colorful. If not, it's very dull.
I see. Pardon me for coughing, I guess.
Well, you got a little cold, huh?
A little cold? Nothing. Let's make it colorful. I got double pneumonia.
All our friends keep knocking at the door. They've asked me out 100 times or more. But all I say is leave me in the gloom, and here I stay within my lonely room. 'Cause I don't want to walk without you, baby. Walk without my behind. I take a little stroll and get you right off my mind, but now I find that I don't want to walk without the sunshine. Why'd you have to turn off all that sun? Or you break my heart for me. 'Cause I don't want to walk without you. No, sirree.
Recording star singing, "I Don't Want to Walk Without You, Baby." Thank you, Betty. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. The need for such an organization as CARE arose after the war when many Americans wanted to help out relatives and friends in Europe. Desire on the part of Americans to continue that help is shown by parcel post figures for last year. They indicate that private individuals over here sent over $200 million worth of relief and gift packages to Europe, and that's not including CARE packages. A care package is one of the best tokens of friendship we have. Each package is delivered to the family chosen by the donor. You get a signed receipt, a sure guarantee of delivery. You have a wide choice of parcels. One package contains 21.5 pounds of food. Another contains infant food, or you can send enough material to make a man's suit. Care packages cost less because supplies are bought in huge quantities and because the organization is nonprofit. Orders placed in the United States are airmailed to the designated country, and deliveries are made from a CARE warehouse in that country. Just send $10 to CARE, C-A-R-E, CARE, New York. Specify the package you want to send and give the address of the recipient. Satisfaction is guaranteed.
Hey, Parkey.
Hmm?
Parkey, have you seen this afternoon's paper?
No, I didn't.
Well, listen to this. It's right on the front page, too.
Yes.
Prominent restaurant man held up in $50,000 robbery. In a daring daylight holdup this morning, 8 gunmen held up Park Your Carcass, president of the famous 116-store restaurant chain, and made away with $50,000 in cash, which was yesterday's receipt.
Let me put the sheet of paper, Betty. When interviewed, Mr. Park Your Carcass said the sun was shining beautifully this morning, and suddenly 8 men walked in. 4 of the men bound and gagged me, while 3 others blew open the huge vault. The bandits made their escape in 4 high-powered getaway cars.
And Mr. Parky Carcass was visibly upset, and as a result of his terrifying experience, is critically ill of double pneumonia and is not expected to live. Parky, what does all this mean?
Betty, that only goes for to show you how the newspapers exaggerate. Look, they said the sun was shining this morning when you know how foggy it was.
Yeah, but what's all this talk about 8 gunmen and 116 stores and $50,000?
I don't know. A reporter came in here and said that he heard there was a robbery in here this morning.
You mean about somebody stealing that nickel?
Yeah, but he said he had for the exaggerated, so he just exaggerated, that's all.
He sure did. Parker, you get into more trouble than anybody I ever saw.
Man, you did do it, Betty. And now, my, look at that. Here comes more trumpets. That faker Orville Sharp.
Mr. Park, you can't. Sam, my correct.
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you're correct, yes.
Hey, I just seen the paper about your big $75,000 holdup.
Look, Mr. Sharp, it don't was being $75,000. It was only $50,000.
Oh.
Why don't you read the paper right? I mean, why do you exaggerate?
Now, Bernie, you ain't got a thing to worry about. I'll get back every cent of that dough for you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All I got to do is find out which gang did the job, that's all.
How could you find out what gang did the job?
Oh, there's nothing to it. Nothing to it. I just got to call up my friends, Sam and Al.
Yes?
Yeah. They're headquarters for every gangster in the country.
Sam and Al?
Yeah.
Which Sam and Al?
Sam Quentin and Alcatraz.
Say, look, Mr. Sharp, let's forget about my robbery. Yeah. I don't think I want to put you to no trouble at all.
Oh, it's no trouble. No trouble at all. I'm glad to do it. Just hand me the phone there, will you? Operator, I want long distance.
Long distance?
Yeah, yeah.
Look, Mr. Sharp, forget about the robbery.
No. I'm going to get all your dough back for you. Hello? Hello? Long distance? Yeah. Hey, listen, honey, this is kind of a tricky call I'm making. I want you to connect me with Sam Quentin and Alcatraz, see, and then get Joliet, and then connect me with Leavenworth, and then get me Atlanta, and then I want Sing Sing.
What in the world are you doing calling all those jails?
Making a prison-to-prison call.
Look, Mr. Sharp, I don't could afford for you to have called long distance.
Now, wait a minute. Don't be silly, will you? Quiet, quiet. Oh, here they are. Here they are. Yeah. Hello, this is Alcatraz.
Oh, my.
Well, I would like to talk to number 113486. Mm-hmm. Huh? So he's out playing golf? Well, then, let me talk to number 553892. Get them.
Yeah.
See, in prison, they call you by number instead of a name. See? None of these guys use their right names anyway. No, they all use phony names, or, as we say in French, name the plums.
In prison, they got name the plums?
That's their pen name.
Pen names, huh?
Yeah, sure, sure. You see, all them guys use phony names,
yes,
or what we call Alley's Louses.
Alley's Louses?
Oh, geez, wait a minute. Hello, you number 553892? You ain't. How do you like that? They give me the wrong number. Well, who are you? Oh, you're number 659644. Oh, well, how are you, 65? Don't mind me calling you by your first name, do you? This is Orville Sharp. It says Orville Sharp. Oh, yeah, sure, you know me. Number 3815672. Yeah. Oh, well, I'm just fine. Hey, look, I want to tell you, they held up a friend of mine this morning. They nabbed them for $125,000.
Boy, I never made money so fast in my whole life.
I say, oh, you're saying all about it, eh? Hmm? Oh, you think you can get them back to Dome? Well, why, sure. He'd be glad to do a favor for you.
Hmm?
Why, sure. Mr. Pikey Carcass,
yes?
You think you can bake a 7-layer cake for the boys?
A 7-layer cake?
Yeah.
How do you bake it?
Well, it's easy. use four layers and three hacksaws.
Look, I don't think so. No.
I think we can arrange it okay. Now, tell me, what do I do now to get the money? Mm-hmm. 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 All right, okay. I will follow your instructions to the letter, and thank you very much. Goodbye. Mr. Pakikakis, my man just told me where your $150,000 is.
$150,000?
But I tell you, I got to go out of town to get it, but I will be glad to do that. And all I expect you to do is to pay my eggs and expenses.
You expect me to pay your eggs and expenses?
Mm-hmm.
How much is going to be the eggs and expenses?
$350.
$350?
Yeah.
Look, Mr. Sharp, all that they stole from me was 5 cents. And I am sure what I am doing going for to spend no $350 for to get back a nickel.
Do you mean to say that all they stole from you was 5 cents?
Yes.
Well, they said in the newspapers they got $50,000.
Well, do I care what it said in the newspapers? Don't forget, the newspapers exaggerate.
Yeah, I know that. I know they exaggerate.
Yes.
But I never thought that they exaggerated that much.
Well, when you read in the papers what they stole $50,000 to me, how much did you really think they got away with?
I thought it was at least $7.50.
Goodbye,
Mr.
Goodbye, Mr. Scott. Wise guy. Number 6514. He knows Alcatraz and Sam Quentin. I bet he knows Danny, too. Danny Mora. Yes. Yes, sir. Could I help you?
Yes. I'm Inspector Thomas from police headquarters.
Yeah, I got... Inspector?
Yes. I understand you had a robbery in here this morning.
Well,
why didn't she report it to the police?
No, I didn't think that it was necessary for to report a robbery like that to the police.
We don't care what you think.
Huh?
You know the law. You're required to report it.
I know, but...
But nothing. Huh? Here's a summons for you.
A summons?
Yes. Mister, you can be fined $10,000 and go to jail for 5 years.
Go to jail for 5 years? For what?
For withholding information on a robbery of over $250,000.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Pakikakis, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Jane Morgan, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, and our big cast of funmakers. Meet the Apakis is written by Pakikakis and Howard Harris, and is produced by Maurice Morton. This is Bob Anderson saying goodnight. The program came to you from Hollywood. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System. We'll be right back.